Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here comes Aaron Rodgers right down Aaron Rodgers Lane. We got Lazard and probably Cobb and start that Super Bowl train. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Special delivery, Steve DeSager in for Harmon tonight.
Tell Alan.
Steve will be having three jobs tonight. I don't know if you know this, but Steve, your three jobs, obviously doing the show, you know, you and I together, doing the updates top and bottom of the hour, and hitting refresh every 8 seconds.
Oh, no.
That was Aaron Rodgers somehow decides to say, hey, you know what, screw you, Pat McAfee.
No.
I'm letting this bit of news go tonight.
At least when you said that to me last week, there was a chance that something new on this might come with every refresh, and it didn't. Now, for sure, nothing is happening in the Rodgers camp tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're getting it's the NFL decision. It's the decision tomorrow on Pat McAfee's show.
That's right.
Going to be the decision.
All
it's
that's
be the
missing
NFL's version
is
of
Pat saying, so how long have you bitten your fingernails? And then carrying it out for an hour. And then at some point during the 60 minutes, he'll say, no, not only am I still playing the sport, but yeah, this is where I'm going. I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
No, he's going to come on. He's going to come on with a Jets hat, Jets sweatshirt. He's yes. He's
like
going to have
high school
jet
recruits.
Plane.
He's got the hats on the table in front of him.
he's basically just going to puke on his clothes.
And it's only the Jets. And it's only the Jets hat. He just keeps moving Jets hats, Jets hat, Jets hat. He's going to have the guy, the one Jet fan they show that meme all the time who's got the plane around his head. Like, he's going to wear that walking in. Oh,
he should have the various
glorious
Jets helmets, you know, like the late 70s or the Namath era, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, last time they were good, right, Steve?
Era. Yeah, sure.
It's been a while. It is.
It's been over 50 years since that Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I feel like this is a trilogy of shows. We had last night's show where we knew Aaron Rodgers is coming. Tonight's show where we really know he's coming because of what happened today. And then we're going to have tomorrow to say Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. It's like Star Wars. We have a trilogy of shows. Last night, tonight, tomorrow. It's going to be be great.
It's a little more like Lord of the Rings because it's just as lengthy. Just end already.
Make an announcement already. Yeah. No, that is true. And, you know, here's the thing is if I was a fan of any other 31 teams in the NFL, I would say, let's have a decision already as a Jets fan. Oh, no, let's draw this out, man. Let's draw it out as long as
possible. There are no other options. I go back to the front office quote we talked about from the Packers last week. It was, Aaron's gone unless things don't go like we want them to go. I mean, that's the guy that runs the front office in Green Bay saying it that way.
It's the Jets or nobody. It's always been the Jets or nobody, and the choice tomorrow is going to be the Jets.
It's kind of a little like the Lamar Jackson situation, isn't it? Free agency starts tomorrow, and there's a precious small, getting smaller handful of teams that are options there.
Yeah, and the thing is, you can talk to him for the first time tomorrow. That's the big thing. You can talk to him. So, like Jason Lockenfora said last night, I would just show up at Lamar's restaurant in Miami, just be there right when the door opens at 8 a.m. Hey, I'm here for you, Lamar. I'm here for you. But what is this just me saying Aaron Rodgers is coming, manifesting it? No.
Yes, it is.
Today, the day is when even the most staunch of disbelievers had to admit and understand that Super Bowl Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Jets.
Who admitted that?
I'm sorry, what was that nickname? What?
Super Bowl Aaron Rodgers.
Never heard of it.
It's all we need is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers gave a list of players he would like the Jets to pursue in free agency. Alan Lazard. Tell Alan the Jets. Tell Alan. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, because of course, Mercedes Lewis, and Odell Beckham Jr.
And Wayne Krabet, I believe he was on the list.
Wayne Krabet, sure. Let's get Keyshawn back. Yeah, Wesley Walker. We're going to get all those guys.
Maynard, I believe, was on the list.
And, don't forget Sterling Sharp and Shannon Sharp. Why not both Sharps? Don Hutson, we're going to get him. Jim Taylor.
Those would be great press conferences. Sure, get them all.
And the Jets, of course, have that first domino fall today by agreeing to terms with Alan Lazard on a 4-year, $44 million contract. Now, most likely, he's going to replace Corey Davis, who'll be a salary cap casualty. The Jets are not signing Alan Lazard unless Aaron Rodgers is coming, and he's got the announcement sketch. It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be on Pat McAfee's show. It's going to be glorious. He's going to say, I'm accepting the trade to the Jets, and here's what's happening, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. The return of the Jedi show tomorrow night. Last night was the Star Wars show.
Tonight's the Empire Strikes Back.
And tomorrow is the return of the Jedi.
You should have bumper stickers already. Why haven't you trademarked this?
Jedi,
J E T I. And you know, the guy that we play in the clip can't spell Jedi anyway. So he's
yeah, that's
just
true.
As close to Jedi.
No, I got to write that down. That's right. Look, it's happening. Okay.
Is it though?
Of course it is. Of course
it is. Is it really, though?
Can you really see him going on Pat McAfee? Hey, I'm really happy the Jets were able to sign Alan Lazard and Mercedes Lewis.
I'm here to announce another retreat. You know, that's the only reason.
Yeah, but I'm not going. So,
The Jets. It's the Jets. So, yeah, I could see that.
I'm just letting it happen. Frostburg, you're just continuing to continue to look bad. You're just going to continue to look bad just saying this. Like you're trying to put it out in the universe that you saying is make it not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He's going to go on Pat McAfee's show tomorrow. He's going to say, Pat, I'm continuing my career, and it's the Jets, and it's coming. I mean, he can't really go on McAfee's show tomorrow and say, decision's coming kind of soon. It's still coming.
It's the Packers of retirement.
Here's the thing. I am absolutely fine with his list of demands and waiting to drag this out.
I thought he went overboard with the demand of Mike Holmgren also, not just Hackett.
He wanted Amon Green. He wanted lots of guys. But look, this is kind of like an action movie trailer where, like, Rodgers is holed up in the building and the police are all outside. He's going, and I want Alan Lazard. And the cops are going, who the hell is Alan Lazard? And someone's saying, it was their leading receiver last year for most of the year, but he kind of disappointed. Give it to him. Okay, who else? Randall Cobb, is he still in the league? Let's just give it to him. Just give him anything he wants.
Get me Chris Sabian.
Get me what he wants.
I want the letter M stricken from the alphabet.
I want Steve Cohen to buy the Jets. I want the Knicks to get Giannis. Here's all the things I want. Because, look, he has the power. He has the leverage right now. So, I'm okay with him playing this game, mainly because he's not holding the Jets back from anything. Because that's been the big critique so far. Look at him drag this out, and the Jets are got to get busy in free agency. What do the Jets have to do?
No, Jets
they did all their work.
Made it clear what they want, and here the league year doesn't start till tomorrow. Everything's fine from the
what
Jets.
What a sad ass franchise, Steve.
The Jets have done their work the last couple of years. They are ready to be a Super Bowl caliber team as long as they get a quarterback. What do they need? What do they need? Their defense is loaded. Their offense, they have the playmakers. They just signed Lazard today. Okay,
rookie of the year wide receiver.
Right? Yeah, rookie of the year on defense, rookie of the year wide receiver. You got Breece Hall coming back. Michael, you have playmakers. Yes, do you need to juggle your offensive line a little bit? Yes, but who doesn't need to do that? There's nothing that's happened so far that the Jets have been held back from because they're waiting for Aaron Rodgers. He's the last piece. It's like the Jets have a brochure with that sign that says, all that's missing is you. This is you, right? Just imagine yourself right here, the little cutout of the person sitting on the lounge chair with the ocean in the back and the palm trees and the drink in their hand. This could be you right here. Imagine this being you, and it's a cutout. That's all they need. He's not been holding him back from anything. This has not been horrendous. He doesn't suddenly not love football anymore. He's always been a drama king. He's loved dragging this out for the last 3 days. We're going to know tomorrow for the beginning of free agency. Well, no, now that we know they need a decision. It was, hey, we want to know by the beginning of free agency. And he said, yes, a decision's coming by then.
3 years more like with his contract situation.
He's been doing this for so long. No, this is just who he is. I'm fine. I've been telling you all along. I know it's the Jets, and this means anything can go wrong at any minute.
And it will.
But I feel great about this. I felt great all along. Tomorrow he's going to be a Jet, or he's going to say, I'm ready for the trade, and things are going to happen bang, 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 and Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. We're going to find out what's going to the Packers, and the Jets are going to move on, and Rodgers is going to be a Jet, and Joe Namath is going to fly out on the Pat McAfee show, and he's going to pick him up in a bear hug
and say, I want to kiss you.
Oh, man, tomorrow is going to be glorious.
Actually, the Jets being Jets, this is what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is like going to pull a muscle in his shoulder or bicep, congratulating himself, patting himself on the back on the show tomorrow. And then he's going to miss OTAs, and then he'll be a bit behind, and it'll cost him a game or two early season, and they'll miss the playoffs by one. That's how it's going to go.
Wow. See, I was going to say he got hurt in the darkness retreat when he slipped and fell.
No, but the lights were already on. The lights were inside the place he was staying.
It was before I could turn the lights on. I tripped and fell, and I hurt my arm, and I can't throw the football anymore. But
Jason,
hey,
Steve literally read that from Arian Foster's script.
Oh, man.
It's happening.
Oh, boy. If that's from Arian Foster's script, I'm a little concerned about that. I'm very concerned about that. But I'm really not, because tomorrow's going to be glorious. We're going to get it.
What are you expecting? Everything on this interview?
No, I'm expecting him to say, yes, I'm continuing. Like, everybody's going to
I'm continuing
watch.
To play, sure.
Everybody's going. Because if he wasn't going to have an announcement, he wouldn't go on the show.
No, and he's doing this, I need to repeat, on the start of the league year tomorrow afternoon.
Yes. He's doing it tomorrow. He's going to own the
news cycle.
This is
not a regular Tuesday appearance. This is purposely calculated.
Yes, I can't wait for his Wi-Fi to cut out.
This is Wednesday.
It's going to freeze at the exact moment.
Oh, it's going to be so epic.
No, well, didn't that happen when Barry Bonds, what, did he tie the record for home runs and someone unplugged the call because they were so mad because Barry Bonds was, all the PED allegations? I'm pretty sure that happened.
Really?
Like, he had a big home run. I don't know if it was the one that tied him with Aaron or tied him with Ruth. He had a bit, and Dave Fleming was the play-by-play guy for KMBR. And he's calling the home run, and it cuts out. And I think they found out that somebody pulled the plug.
Wow.
And it was, with all the controversy going on with Barry Bonds.
Probably a Dodger fan,
all the PEDs. Like, it was, somebody did that because they didn't want him to have that moment of, I'm calling a home run.
We know Bonds' head grew so big, his hat probably flew off and hit the equipment, threw something off.
But it's not Tuesday. It is a Wednesday appearance.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
That tells you everything you need to know to me.
Just let it wash over you. Tomorrow is going to be glorious. It's
for
going to
us.
Be like Christmas. It's going to be Christmas.
Aaron I don't Rodgers know how glorious. I repeat, what are you expecting?
So
yes, I'm going to continue playing the NFL. That's the minimum tomorrow that he's saying, right?
Oh, no, I'm a Jet. He's going to say I'm a Jet all the way from my first, well, not cigarette because he's Aaron, from my first cup of ayahuasca tea to my last
dying day. Yeah.
That's what he's going to say. We're going to know everything tomorrow. He's going to
everything?
Be a Jet.
He's going to give trade details?
We're getting it. Well, he may not give trade. I don't think he's going to say, I decided to continue my career with the Jets, who are going to send a number one pick and $52 million they're going to cover of my salary. No, I don't think that's, I think it's, I'm continuing my career.
Well,
I'm going to be a Jet.
If they can do that, wow.
No, I'm continuing my career. I'm going to be a Jet. I'm excited. excited for the Big Apple. What do you think? He's going to have all these different shirts to try on. It's going to be glorious tomorrow.
And when it doesn't happen,
glorious.
How are you going to do the show?
How are you going to even show your face tomorrow when it happens? And all you've been saying all along is just, it's not happening. It's not, just because you want to say it's not happening. You're gonna look awful.
It's not happening.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, you're going to look bad. You're going to look like the Lakers looked against the Knicks on Sunday. Oh.
Well, the Lakers played tonight, and they're bleeping back.
Was that too soon? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. The zombies have been back. They're infecting Lakers fans. The Lakers are back. Yeah, we'll have more on the Lakers coming up because, yeah, it's a big night for them tonight against the Pelicans. But this is the –
Yeah, we may actually talk about other sports like basketball and baseball during the next 4 hours.
It's Aaron Rodgers' Eve because tomorrow he's a Jet.
He's still a Packer.
Aaron Rodgers' Eve. Yeah, for one more day. That's it. That's it. Hold on for one more.
Like, you're going to be crushed when he stays or retires, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's doing all of this to retire. Right. He's doing all.
What are you
going to
do?
Come on, man. He's doing all. Just stop. Just stop.
How are you
going to
move on?
You don't even believe it.
You're not
going
to be able to breathe if he doesn't go to the Jets.
You don't even believe it. And here's the thing.
You're not going to be able to eat. It's going to be bad.
If he retires tomorrow, I'm calling in sick. So I better know what you're worried about.
You probably already put the day in
tomorrow. You're not going to see me at all tomorrow. It's going to be all.
By the way, an update on the Lakers are back. They led at halftime at New Orleans 75-40. Now late in the game, they don't have a basket in the last 5 minutes.
And they're still up 14.
114-100, 2.5 minutes to go. Lakers up at New Orleans.
Here go the Lake Show. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. So with Aaron Rodgers coming tomorrow, nothing can stop it. Nothing. It's like Kevin Bacon in A Few Good Men. Your boys are going down, Danny. Can nothing stop that?
That's probably not a good example.
Well, because they were kicked out of the army. They didn't win everything.
There you go.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet.
They're going to make the deal, and then they're not going to win anything. That's pretty much so. Okay, so maybe it's a good example.
Can't nothing stop that now? No, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. It's glorious.
You just wait.
But there were a couple of other huge moves today in the National Football League. We break them down coming up next. My Super Bowl favorite in the NFC just got a big player. Did he going to wind up being enough for them to win it all? Keep it right here. Jason Smith, Steve DeSager, this is Fox. Aaron Rodgers will be a Jet.
Cut him off, Alex. Cut him off.
Jet.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Oh, Tyshirt must have had food today. He's back on his game. Tyshirt, did you eat today? Or are you still on your 78-hour fast?
Good burger. So Jason, I hit 96 hours, T-bone and I made a steak. Smoothie when I arrived at the studio today.
Okay.
All chicken right. Fried steak, what'd you have?
No, yeah. It was a fruit smoothie, Steve. Oh, thanks, okay. Though.
Sorry.
I don't know that that's enough.
It's plenty.
A man needs calories to live.
Tasty, but I'm not sure that's a meal.
No, so
it's a meal replacement.
You have a smoothie. Is the first you haven't had any food in over 90 hours? You had a smoothie. So now, what does that mean? Now you're good for the rest of the week?
No. It's a slow back into eating food. So just the smoothie, do some juices, and probably some oranges today.
Well, why do you need to go back in if starving yourself on this, you know, was so great? Why do you need to go back to eating then?
Well, the great reason was that you should have seen my first bowel movement. I cleaned out a lot of good stuff.
Hey, no. I was just going to compliment you on that orange you passed along last week.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
It was Jets colors, right, Alex?
Yes, it said Aaron Rodgers is staying as a Packer.
Yeah, I did not want to see. You know what I saw?
It's a final now.
No. See,
there's no coming back from that.
No, for Tyshirt, there's none. See, that's how I know you're loopy. Now I can't trust to even put you on the air tonight.
If Tyshirt's telling you he's staying, he's staying.
Tyshirt's talking about when he went to the bathroom. He's loopy.
Yeah.
Come on. He hasn't had any protein in anything to eat in 4 days. Come on, man.
It's very good for you.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Yes. Next month I'm going to do a whole week, Steve.
Protein?
When you don't eat, that means no protein, yeah.
How is that
good for the body?
Fasting is one of the best ways to clean yourself out, so it's very good.
But you said a week. That's not fasting. Some people it's 24 hours.
No, it depends on how long you go. A water fast means you have only water and tea.
Oh, so you're not even having water?
I was having water and tea. That's what an original fast is.
What kind of tea?
Tea was ginger and turmeric.
So no ayahuasca tea?
Oh, no. I can't go that hard.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, because I would start hallucinating after 4 hours without food. I've been too long. It's almost dinner time. I got to eat.
You're the one who's been hallucinating if people heard the first segment of this show.
Yeah.
That all is well for the Jets. On to the Super Bowl. We will know literally everything by noon Pacific time tomorrow?
We will know. Aaron Rodgers is going on. He's on a special Wednesday edition of the Pat McAfee Show. He's coming. He's announcing. It's happening. It's really. Really. It's like Jay Moore says to Jerry Maguire, Jerry, you're fired. You should say something. It's happening. It's like, hey, Aaron Rodgers is coming. You should say something. It's happening. It's happening. Aaron Rodgers is coming. I'm sorry. That's Lakers owner Jay Moore. I should have said, I'm sorry about that. I should have said that.
Yeah, well, I believe something's happening. But you say it's happening like we will know everything by,
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers is going to say, I'm going to the Jets. And then very shortly after, the details will leak out of the trade. He will be a Jet. It will be his last day. He wakes up as a Green Bay Packer. That's what happens.
You got it all figured out, don't you?
I do. It's all happening.
If only you did.
It's all happening. It's all happening. Just wait.
All your eggs in one Jet basket.
Now, speaking of the Lakers,
never go full Jet,
Jason.
Tomorrow's
our day. Listen, in the history of the Jets franchise, I think there's going to be 2 days. There's Super Bowl III and tomorrow.
And the butt fumble, yeah.
No. I'm talking about good things
only.
Do you want to
hear it? You want to hear how it went?
No. Good things only.
Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator, you got a busted play here.
Rodgers is going into that franchise? Come on.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to talk about the Lakers and say something nice
about
your team.
They're back. What are you going to say?
No, screw you. No, and now we're
done.
That is a final.
Everybody knows they're back.
Victorious at New Orleans tonight.
We're moving on to the NFL. Sorry, we'll get to the Lakers another time.
You say you're hurting me. The NFL is king. Talk NFL, please.
We're moving on. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet.
Well, that's not really NFL if it's the Jets.
It's the most wonderful time of the NFL year.
Oh, he's going to be crushed tomorrow, Steve.
The Jets will be stunning. Super Bowl will be here. Oh, it's happening, man. It's Christmas.
Sing it.
It's Aaron Rodgers' Eve.
Sing it, Santa.
At least he can hold a note better than Rob.
Oh, man. Now, look, other big news in the NFL today. And, we are going to – I'm holding the Lakers topic hostage now because
they're
of that.
They're back.
You played the butt fumble. No.
It's all good.
Two big moves today. Number one, a shocker, the Giants get Darren Waller from the Raiders in exchange for a third-round pick. Then later on in the day, Rashad Penny goes to the Eagles. Miles Sanders was tweeting out his farewell. Thank you very much. Appreciate everything, but
free
I'm
agent.
Gone.
Yeah.
And we just had a few minutes ago, David Montgomery is now a Lion. And, you know, the Lions add another running back to that. They have, like, 45 running backs.
Well, Jamal Williams not going to stick around now.
No. Now Jamal Williams is going to be gone, and now it's going to be the Khalil Herbert era in Chicago. So we're seeing some big moves today. But let's start with the Waller move, because this was one that got a lot of people going, oh, my God, look at the Giants. They just got a top five tight end, and this is going to be it.
If he plays, hey, yeah.
And the thing is, for Waller and Penny, I'm kind of meh. Because neither of these guys can stay healthy, yeah. Right? They're going to help for a little bit, right? They're going to help for a little bit because the Giants' plan, I'm sure, is hey, Waller's going to get the lion's share of the snaps, but they have Daniel Bellinger, who's a good tight end. They drafted him last year.
Kind of mix the metaphor there with the lion's share, just for yeah. We haven't got to Montgomery yet.
We'll get to Montgomery. Montgomery, I love. I love the Montgomery move.
Yeah, three-year deal with Detroit, according to NFL Network.
But Waller, you know, how much is he going to play till he gets hurt, right? I mean, and Rashad Penny the same way. Rashad Penny has averaged, what, seven games a year the last 3 years? Waller's now been hurt now the last two years in a row. He's 30 years old. These guys aren't going to suddenly stay healthy. Now, what I like is that, because I'll give the Giants and the Eagles this, is that they didn't give up a lot for him. You know, look, the Raiders, just had to trade a third-round pick, or the Giants had to trade a third-round pick. It's not like they went crazy.
Raiders got rid of the contract, basically.
Right, and the Raiders got rid of the contract. So it's not like the Giants had to give up a lot. You know, Penny being Philadelphia, okay, great. But we kind of know how this is going to end, right? Like, we talked about this with Jason Lock and Four last night for Jimmy Garoppolo. It's like, we know how it's going to end. Garoppolo is going to play for a while, and then he's going to get hurt. Because guys that get hurt keep getting hurt. They can't find a way around it for whatever reason. And now Darren Waller is someone who has been hurt for the last couple of years. He's still living off of 2020, right? That's going to be over 3 years ago. And the same thing Rashad Penny. When he's on the field, he's great. But just go through social media and everybody's saying the same thing. Oh, man, if this guy is healthy, they just got a steal. Yeah, but unfortunately, that's the thing. It's the if. And Waller can't stay healthy, and Penny can't stay healthy. So honestly, these moves seem great, but it's okay. They'll be great for a little while. And if you're the Giants and the Eagles, you're hoping, all right, well, maybe we can get a couple of games where they're monsters and they help us win a couple of games we might not have, but we know we're going to have to be ready to get along without them for the lion's share of the season. See, I did that lion's share
once
thing
again.
Yeah. Like that.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers is living off of 2021. As long as we're referencing backwards.
Well, okay. Well, that's only 1 year ago. I mean, it's only 1 year. You know,
and
it's
Steve,
like he's
speaking
been
of Aaron Rodgers real quickly. Sorry, Jason. He's still a Packer, right?
Get him in tonight, Frostburg, because tomorrow you're going to look
awful. I just want to make sure, Steve.
You're still a Packer, right?
Awful.
You're going to look awful.
Okay.
League year begins tomorrow.
Carry on.
You know, even trades that have been announced, by the way, are not official until tomorrow afternoon.
They're all agreed to terms, and then they become official tomorrow.
I mean, this thing that we're talking about with Waller, for example.
Yeah, if you said to me, how would you feel if they got their new teams got 8 games out of these guys? I would say, yeah, that's probably about right. I think you got 8 games from Waller. You get about half the season from Waller and Penny. Yeah, that's probably about right. So it's like in and of itself, yeah, okay, the moves are fine, and maybe Waller has two monster games and the Giants win a couple of games, and maybe they were up in the air for the same thing. Penny has a couple of monster games, but we kind of know how this is going to go. So to sit here and go crazy and, like, you know, look, and I love the Giants. They might be my Super Bowl pick this year because they were fantastic last year. They got a lot of money to spend in free agency this year, and, you know, they already figured out a way. We're bringing back Daniel Jones. We're bringing back Saquon Barkley. They're going to go get some receivers where they need him. I mean, this is the Giants are really good, and they figured things out. Now they're going to add a guy that maybe can help win a couple of games, but is he like an over-the-top player? Oh my God, now the Giants are going to be unbeatable? No. And I think everybody else in the NFL knows, Darren Waller, you're thinking about the guy from 3 years ago. Rashad Penny, you're hoping that this year magically he can stay healthy when we know these guys can't. So in the end, both of these moves, hey, they're kind of meh. You know, they're big names, but the impact on the field is not going to be what the headlines are today.
So do you think when people mention Lamar Jackson, they're thinking the guy from 2020, 3 years ago?
Oof. See, Lamar Jackson's a quarterback, though. and he's someone where, well, do we take the risk on him?
Yeah.
Do we take the risk on him knowing that we can protect him? We can maybe protect him a little bit more. We can do something. Sure. But why do you think so many people have backed off Lamar Jackson? Because, hey, this guy wants all this money, and he has trouble staying on the field, and we got to give up two first-round picks
for him. He's a running quarterback in the NFL, yeah. Which doesn't lead to longevity.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not surprised there's been less of an interest on Lamar Jackson because of that, because you have to worry about three things. You got to worry about him staying on the field. You got to worry about giving up two first-round picks for him, and you got to give him $250 million guaranteed. That's a tough trifecta to swallow if you want Lamar Jackson, as talented as the guy is. I mean, that's a tough three things to say. If you could just go out and sign Lamar Jackson, okay, that's one thing. But you got to sign him, and you got to give up draft picks, which are going to hurt you for the next couple of years, and you got to hope he stays healthy, and maybe you're stuck with a bad contract. So, yeah, no, I'm not so much for collusion. Lamar Jackson scares people away, because when you get hurt a lot, that's the one thing that teams are not going to sit back and say, yeah, we now feel you can stay healthy the rest of the way, because stars don't stay healthy anymore. In the NBA, the NFL, guys that get hurt keep getting hurt, and to get in on them for a lot of money, it's got to be a very special situation. Now, he'll find a team, I'm sure. Lamar Jackson will, because he's a quarterback, because he's a former MVP, and he's 25 years old. But is it going to be a big bidding war? It's not. It's going to kind of look like, I would guess, for Lamar Jackson tomorrow, it's going to kind of look like what Brady's recruitment looked like when he left the Patriots. We thought, oh my goodness, he's going to visit 20 teams and he's going to wind up picking where he goes. And instead, it was kind of quiet. Why? Well, Brady's getting older. He still didn't want a lot of money.
This might be fewer options than that, actually.
Right. So what was it for Brady? It was, we were down to two teams pretty quickly. And the Chargers showed some interest, but eventually they backed off. And the Buccaneers were the only team to say, yes, we're going all in on him. And they went out and got him. But that was it. There were no choices. Brady had no choices. He had no, well, it's here. It's, you go to the Buccaneers or... Dude, you're not playing, because I'm sorry, but the market just isn't there for you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I see for Lamar Jackson. There will be those one or two teams that are like, yeah, okay. And there's going to be one team saying, screw it. We don't have anything to lose. We're a bottom feeder. We're not drafting for a quarterback. We can't get a guy early in the first round anyway. So screw it. Let's go out and give Lamar Jackson that offer sheet. And that's what's going to happen. And either the Ravens are going to match it or they'll let him go. They'll probably let him go. But you will see one team that's going to go get out in front of everybody else for Lamar Jackson, and they're going to look around and go, oh, it's only us. Wow, it is really only us. And that's how it's going to go.
And if they let him go the way it is now, they get compensation for that. But Lamar Jackson, his first 3 years in the league, had a record of 30-7. But since then, it's 15-9. He's missed games each of the last 2 years.
If he had been just a healthy quarterback, but he had declined a little bit with his stats, right? Let's just say he plays in the games and his record is about the same. People wouldn't care. Nope. The team wasn't that good. They didn't do the right things around him. We know the right things to do. The Lamar Jackson, here's all the kind of money. But when you don't play, and then when you went down the stretch, and everybody watched this year and watched him down the stretch, when's he going to come back? They're fighting for the playoffs. They're making the playoffs. He's not going to play. That's a big eye-opener. That's a big eye-opener for teams to say, yeah, we're going to go all in on this guy in the offseason, because the injury – I'm sorry, but the injury thing is a really, really big deal. And that's why these deals for Darren Waller was a top-five tight end. Yeah, well, if Darren Waller was healthy and playing all the time, A, he wouldn't be traded, and B, mm-hmm. it would be a lot more than a third-round pick. So that's kind of how I see Lamar Jackson Eve going tomorrow, where you're going to think there's going to be all this interest, but it's going to be one team that jumps out ahead, and that's going to be the one that gets all the attention, and that's going to be the one that signed that offer sheet, and then the decision is going to be made after that.
And the latest NFL item, the Titans have agreed to terms with defensive lineman Arden Key, a 3-year deal. Mm.
So there you go. So Waller is meh. Rashad Penny is meh. You got to worry about Lamar Jackson a bit, but the David Montgomery signing, I love. Look, the Lions have decided we're going all in offensively. We need a guy that can catch passes out of the backfield, can run the football. Montgomery is a huge add for them, absolutely huge. And they're going to be everybody's trendy pick to win the NFC North next year, and why not, right? The Packers are going to be starting over with Jordan Love. The Bears are going to be starting over as well with all the draft picks and try to get it right. The Vikings were really good last year, but they had a lot of breaks go their way. A lot of those end-of-game situations could have went either way. They always got the turnover. They always got the stop. those breaks are going to even out. The Lions are going to be everybody's darling now, and I can't say against them. I can't say no. I mean, am I going to pick them to win the NFC North? I tell you, it's hard to not, because they have the best offense, and it's going to be year two. The big thing is, let's see how they do with the target on their back now, because now there's expectations. But I love the Montgomery move. You're taking the side of the ball that's great, and you're making it even better. And you're going to get a full season of Jameson Williams. Watch out, man. I'm telling you, the good times are here for the Lions. They're going to score tons of points, and because the division will come back to them, it'll be a big year for them next year.
And NFL media now reporting Bears getting Travis Homer, running back and special teams player.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager in for Harmon tonight. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Well, a couple other big developments in the NFL as we hit free agency day two before free agency actually begins, day two of the legal tampering. The Cowboys make a big move, getting former Defensive Player of the Year Stephon Gilmore from the Indianapolis Colts. One of the big moves that the Cowboys made today, they found out they're going to keep Leighton Vander Esch, who was really good a few years ago and then had a down couple of years. But last couple of years, he's been better. They're going to bring him back. They're bringing back a couple of other players that they're pretty excited about. And of course, you're pairing up Gilmore with Trevon Diggs, who's been a Pro Bowler the last 2 years. And slowly, the Cowboys are keeping their defense together. And this is really underrated. I know it's not the big, sexy, hey, we're bringing in another quarterback, we're getting rid of Dak and bringing in another quarterback that can throw the ball more. But the Cowboys' defense was really good for a long time last year.
Yeah.
And when the offense still struggled, the defense came through a lot of games. They were opportunistic, a ball-hawking defense. You bring in another really good player who you're hoping to squeeze another year or so out of in Gilmore. And suddenly the Cowboys, hey, everybody else is loading up offensively. We're making sure we're keeping that really good defense together, give another year to gel. We love Dan Quinn. No, I love this move by the Cowboys. I love everything the Cowboys are doing defensively in free free agency because they're keeping the band together that was really good last year. Give them another year to gel and go forward. I love what the Cowboys are doing.
Also, that division has been so up and down. It was very recent history when, you know, you couldn't take the division seriously, and then seemingly everybody can make the playoffs. So who's to say that division can't be theirs? If you have a defense, and San Francisco has proven this more than once, you can compete. I mean, you can get to a Super Bowl even without a great quarterback. It's not just the Ravens from 20 years ago that proved it.
Yeah, you were, honestly, you were a couple of bad Dak Prescott turnovers away from, hey, well, maybe we win that game. And maybe, because that's the thing, is the Cowboys got to be going, man, we did everything we could in this game. We did everything we could, and you let us down. I mean, it was a sea change moment for Dak Prescott where suddenly all the pressure went to him because, hey, you kind of cost us this game. And now, okay, let's make sure we have the defense loaded again because we're going to need them. Now, I love what the Cowboys are doing.
It was a low-scoring game, remember, at San Francisco. Yeah. So I repeat about the Niners' defense. They went through how many quarterbacks last year and who's actually going to start opening day this year? But San Francisco is still a contender.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's going to wind up starting. Why? What? Why? Sam Darnold will start week one. He'll be a Pro Bowler. Just watch. Just
or
watch.
Or not. I wasn't exactly going in that direction, but okay.
I mean, you were talking about a Cowboys defense that held the Packers to about 300 yards of total offense in this game. I mean, that's how well they played in losing 19-12. I mean, it was a complete, the Niners defense is great as well. You saw they were a top three unit last year too, but this is the Cowboys. It was right there for them. This game was absolutely right there for them, and they just couldn't get Dak Prescott, two bad turnovers, and that did it for them. That sunk them. So I'm glad that they're saying, okay, instead of going crazy with let's bring in this wide receiver, no, let's spend some money, let's make some moves defensively because this is who's going to carry us. We saw that we get to the playoffs. We can win with something like this. Let's keep it going. The Cowboys, they're not winning the headlines, but because that goes for all the Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and all the quarterbacks and running backs, wide receivers, I get it.
And they've had Diggs and Parsons, and Van Der Esch, who you mentioned, was their leading tackler in that playoff loss, and he's had some spectacular games when healthy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, watch out. Cowboys are going to be good again next year. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Jason Smith, Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon tonight. Coming up next, we got more from the world of college basketball. The first four coming down to it in the second half between Pitt and Mississippi State. But the biggest story in the NFL is just going to get even bigger tomorrow. We break down a new angle on that coming up next right here from the TireRack.com studios.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.